Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. The World Health Organization is sending a team to China to investigate the origins of the coronavirus.
The WHO's director general saying we can fight the virus better when we know everything about it. The US is among more than 120 countries that called for an inquiry. There have so far been countless rumors about how the pandemic began, but few clear indicators.
Fox's Simon Owen. Coronavirus could alter plans for the Republican National Convention next month in Florida.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell won't say whether he's planning to be in Jacksonville if the convention goes on.
We'll have to wait and see how things look in late August to determine whether or not you can safely convene.
A handful of Republican lawmakers have said they're not going to the convention.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. President Trump is postponing tomorrow's planned campaign rally in New Hampshire because of Tropical Storm Fay, which is battering the East Coast. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a heat advisory in effect today. High temperature up to about 93. The heat index will be 105 or higher, with a sun and cloud mix and scattered thunderstorms mainly this afternoon and this evening for some lucky towns. Overnight low temperature tonight, 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, dangerous heat indices, 105 to 110 both days. Mid-90s on Saturday, mid to upper 90s on Sunday. Spotty random storms over the weekend. Could be a couple of stronger storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Clanton Mayor Billy Joe Driver has died after a battle with COVID-19. He served the city of Clanton for decades, first as a member of the fire department before being elected mayor. Driver was set to announce his retirement later this year. State health officials say hospitalization numbers are trending in the wrong direction. As of Thursday, more than 1,200 confirmed coronavirus patients were in hospitals across Alabama. State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris says these numbers are not sustainable. And state lawmakers were back in Montgomery Thursday for budget hearings. The Senate Budget Committee heard from state agency leaders about the impact COVID-19 will have on next year's budgets. According to the Legislative Services Office, the budgets appear stable right now. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big-box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at CTEOutdoorPower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Are they in insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. I want to thank Senator Jeff Sessions for being in studio. I always prefer to have a guest in studio. You can read their body language, kind of see how they're going along. They're much more talkative than they are on the telephone. But he did a very good job with that.
Oh, yeah. And the fire was there.
Fired up, ready to go, as Barack Obama used to say. So let's get down to some business here. Peter Ducey. Peter Ducey.
Yeah.
Biden's econ plan, which sounds vaguely familiar in some areas, and just kind of an analysis of his campaign. Listen in.
Joe Biden came here to Lackawanna County, which Hillary Clinton carried in 2016, to roll out that economic plan last night. And the big headline of it is $700 billion tax dollars going towards American goods and services.
When we spend taxpayers' money, when the federal government spends taxpayers' money, we should use it to buy American products.
But, as you just heard from President Trump and other senior officials at the Trump White House, they think that sounds familiar since President Trump has been emphasizing a Buy American pitch for years. So, even though the Biden campaign has been promoting their Unity Task Force, which merges the Biden team's proposals with the Bernie Sanders team's proposals in an effort to convince progressive voters that Biden will carry the torch Sanders lit, the White House is using a scandal from 1988 to accuse Biden of ripping off ideas from his right and from his left.
This is Joe Biden plagiarizing Neil Kinnock, the labor leader in 1987, killed his first presidential campaign, second presidential campaign, also got less than 1%, even if you account for the margin of error. And now, 2 days ago, he's plagiarizing Bernie Sanders, and yesterday he's plagiarizing Donald Trump.
Biden brought his motorcade to his childhood home in Scranton on the way out of town last night, and he was just there to take it all in. He was not there to take questions, even though I tried. It is the closest, though, that we have seen him to unscreened members of the public since the COVID-19 lockdowns began, and it is a trip that he takes every time he is in town, according to residents that we spoke to. Biden does not have any public events on his schedule today. He is back in his adopted home state, Delaware.
He got down on his knees in front of his house. I go by my old childhood house in Tennessee. I never get down on my knees.
Oh, he's trying to recreate how big it was when he was a kid.
Unbelievable. Yeah. It's going to be interesting when they take that teleprompter away. And I think he does have somebody talking in his ear.
And I'm finding with Biden, when I read the speech that's written for him, pretty darn good speech, and then I listen to him deliver it, and I'm like, oh,
this is not that great. And that's with the teleprompter.
Yeah, he's it's almost like he's yelling at people. Like, oh man, get off my, oh man yelling, get off my yard, get off my yard. Okay, so Kristen Fisher is going to weigh in on Biden's plan.
Biden mocking the president's intelligence, saying he, quote, can't wait for them to meet on the debate stage. This after the former VP unveiled a $700 billion economic plan that critics say looks a lot like President Trump's America First agenda.
Meanwhile, the president pulling no punches, telling her own Sean Hannity that Biden has been, quote, brainwashed by the far left.
Look at the deal they made with Bernie Sanders now in the group. That's all crazy radical left stuff. And Joe's never going to be able to fight it, even if he disagreed with it, which I actually don't think he does. I think they, you know, there's an expression, an old expression was used badly a long time ago in politics. I think they brainwashed him. They brainwashed him. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know what he's doing. And our country will suffer. Our stock markets will crash. Bad things will happen. They will defund the police. They will abolish the police. It will be maybe a backlash, or maybe it'll just go to hell like Venezuela.
Okay, Kristen Fisher is live at the White House with more on all of that.
Well, Republicans have been really pushing President Trump to detail his second term agenda ever since he didn't really answer the question when asked about it by Sean Hannity a few weeks ago. Well, last night he got a second chance. And during that interview, President Trump said that his second term priorities are defeating the invisible enemy, the coronavirus, rebuilding the economy, continuing to make, quote unquote, great trade deals, finishing building the border wall, protecting the Second Amendment, and continuing to appoint conservative judges.
You can't do more than what we've done. I think we've set records on every. We actually set a record on judges. We're going to be, by the time of the end of this year, we'll be up to almost 300 federal judges, and that's a record. That's incredible.
So this Kristen Fisher, she has more on Biden buying American. I mean, how logical is this?
Now, yesterday, Joe Biden was also filling in some blanks about what his economic agenda would be. In Pennsylvania, he put forward a plan that Biden describes as the most aggressive government investment in the U.S. economy since World War II. But Kellyanne Conway, who was just on Fox, is accusing Biden of plagiarizing the president because here's what Biden's plan is calling for: a $400 billion increase over 4 years in government purchasing of U.S.-based goods and services, $300 billion in new research and development in U.S. technology firms, and here's the big one that Kellyanne Conway has a problem with: tightening current Buy American laws.
And folks, it's not sufficient to build back. We have to build back better. That's what my plan is, to build back better. It's bold, it's practical, and it's focused on building an economy for the future, not for the past.
So you have the former vice president saying that we have to build back better, while the current vice president was also in Pennsylvania yesterday talking about the great American comeback. So Joe Biden is really trying to take on the issue that President Trump has long seen as his strength.
You gotta build back better.
Build back better, burritos, beans, bees.
So,
bees.
So who is the guy who wants to build back worse? I mean, who comes up with this stuff? We got to build back better. And he's yelling.
Right. And this would be, I think it's kind of a clever thing, just, you know, not the delivery, but it's clever to sort of steal from Trump's playbook, try to reclaim the economic nationalism. Because Obama gave a speech about that, too. But the way he's selling it is just comes across the plagiarism charge is fantastic.
It is.
As a response, yeah.
I mean, there's nothing. First of all, when you're talking about $700 billion, $400 billion of that is in over a four-year plan, $100 billion a year. And the big picture of things, that's not going to do anything that you want to do. I mean, it just isn't thought out. It's a punchline. It's a bumper sticker. Build back better. And if I yell at you, you're going to blame me even more.
Well, and he is in a bind because if he keeps trying to go to the middle, he's going to lose a lot of the crazies on the left who give all the energy to the party.
Bingo. Let's pick up with Tom Cotton. Tom Cotton's going to weigh in on Biden's economic plan.
First off, you've had a chance to dig through the details of this plan, but let's listen to the former vice president himself make his pitch to Buy American. Listen.
The federal government spends taxpayers' money. We should use it to buy American products and support American jobs. My plan would tighten the rules to make this a reality. These funds will provide reliable, predictable demand for products made by American workers and supply chains like this one right here for the American industries.
Even the New York Times listened to this, read all this, and said it seems in many ways that Biden's seizing on President Trump's Buy America message. Do you see the similarities?
Well, this is one case where the laughingstock of the New York Times may be right, Sandra. But look, talk is cheap. Where was all this rhetoric for 8 years of the Obama-Biden era when our economy was stuck in neutral? Why didn't they pursue those policies then? Or more to the point, Sandra, where was Joe Biden for his 50 years in Washington, D.C.? This is the same man who voted to send our jobs and factories to China by giving them most favored nation status and admitting them to the WTO. This is the same man who has repeatedly supported failed trade deals that gave other countries the better deal and gave American workers the shaft. And he doesn't say anything about the radical Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden proposals they put out earlier this week, like giving health care for free to illegal aliens, or what he said in the primary, like banning fracking, which would cost thousands of jobs in places like Pennsylvania and Colorado. So talk is cheap, Sandra. We should look at Joe Biden's record, and that record is terrible for our economy and for America's workers.
Tom Cotton firing with all barrels hitting it. Going to be back right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Time's running out to win $7,000 a week for life from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $7,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss your chance to win because $7,000 a week for life is ready to be awarded on August 31st. Go to PCH.com and enter before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 8/26. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279228, that's where we are. Let's go back to Tom Cotton real quick here. Tom Cotton's going to be talking about Biden's going to raise your taxes. Basically, there's no way, and he actually admitted it. And I remember when Walter Mondale in the debate said, I'm going to raise your taxes. He won't tell you that. I just did. And I remember we were off on stage left, and then we go, we just win the race. Bruce Holding, the Bruce Holding?
Audible here.
The man?
Yeah.
Bruce Holding? How in the world are you, my friend?
Hello, Dan. How are y'all?
I'm doing great. How is the super-duper lawn equipment business doing today?
Man, it is hopping.
Well, I want to tell you something. I had a listener who went in and registered and for the drawing, and he saw the video thing and found the gas can there, and he said, I got to have one of these things. So he's got to pull my name. Because, but I said, so you're only going to get it? He said, no. If he doesn't pull my name, I'm going to have to go in and buy it. I said, that is the right answer. I'm not going to tell him your name so you don't take it out. So who?
It's hard to imagine that you can get excited about a gas can, but they're really nice.
He saw the video and found it and goes, that's somebody needed to invent that a long time ago.
Yeah, I wonder if it's the spokesperson on the video or the gas candle.
Well, I am all for the spokesperson on the video. Matter of fact, I told you, if you can get her here, I want her in the studio.
All right.
You ought to see this girl. She is. Let's just say you want to pay attention to what she's saying. Let's do the drawing here, Bruce.
Okay.
Drum roll.
All right.
And the winner is
Doug Carr.
Uh-oh. Doug Carr.
Parr,
P-A-R-R. Ah, Parr.
Okay.
Bruce, Doug, if you're listening, I want you to call in, but Bruce and the good folks at CTE Outdoor Power are going to give you a call, and you, in the words of Milton McGregor, are a winner, too. Tell me what's going on at CTE Outdoor Power for today. Any specials going on?
Well, yeah. You know, we've been carrying the Hustler line of Zero Turn Rider. I think this is our fifth or sixth year. And I had no idea when we picked them up that apparently everybody knew more about them than I did, because ever since we brought them on, they had just really taken off. And this year we're double our sales in Hustler mowers over last year. So we're real thankful
wow.
to everybody listening and everybody in the Tri-County for their confidence in us and then confidence in Hustler mowers. And so we appreciate that. And so as far as Hustler goes on this month, July, the Fast Track and the Fast Track SDX, and that probably doesn't mean anything to most people, but they're two of our kind of in-between models. They are high-end homeowner estate mowers and entry-level professional grade. And anyway, they come in three sizes, 48, 54, and 60-inch. And anyhow, those are an additional $500 off this month.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is the big boy one. This is for people who have serious yards.
Yeah, so the Fast Track is probably recommended for homeowners 5 to 15 acres. The Fast Track SDX is the first mower in Hustler's lineup that they rate as a full commercial grade. It's got a full commercial grade engine and transmission and deck and frame. Comes with a 4-year, and listen to this, 1,000-hour warranty. So
for
the lawnmower world, that's about the best warranty in the industry. 4-year, 1,000 hours. That's the best you can go get.
So there's no time frame on it at all. There's just what the engine clock says.
What you mean?
In other words, it's not 1,000 hours or 5 years or 12 months. It's just 1,000 hours.
Well, it's whatever comes first. 4 years or 1,000 hours,
okay.
Whichever comes first. That's your warranty.
Cool. Well, I can tell you, There are a lot of people that are now doing their own yards because of COVID-19. It's like, my neighbor is like, I cannot get him out of his own yard. I was like, please stop working. You're making me feel bad. He said, it's like, idle hands are the workshop of the devil, and so I've got to keep busy here.
Yeah. And so, a lot of people are, as you say, working in the yards and our steel sales, and steel has expanded from all of the gas-powered products to battery-powered, full line of battery-powered blowers, chainsaws, hedge trimmers. Goodness gracious, the list goes on and on. They've got these cool little hand, battery-powered hand shears. You may have heard Larry Stevens talk about that.
So
we appreciate all your listeners and everybody in the Tri-County who supports us, and just real grateful.
Well, Bruce, I appreciate you, my friend. You make cutting and working in the yard fun with CTE Outdoor Power. Bruce, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Dan.
Take care. Let me go to the break to reset. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey Central Alabama, this is Bruce Holding, and thank you for choosing CTE Outdoor Power and making Hustler one of the most popular zero-turn riding mowers. When I ask why CTE and why Hustler, you tell me it's because friends recommend both. You like our team of friendly professionals who help you select the Hustler that's the best fit for you, and that we take the hassle out of repairs and parts you might need in the future. You like the commercial-grade construction that goes into every Hustler, from the smallest 34-inch homeowner model all the way up to the ginormous 104-inch industrial model. Now, if some of you haven't discovered CTE and Hustler yet, now is the perfect time, because during the month of July, all Hustler Fast Track models are an additional $500 off. And get this, we're also offering 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now, who else does all that? Hustler Mowers and CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
We know Jeff Coleman is the mover and shaker. As the proud father of 3 Alabama girls. As the loving husband of Tiffany. We know him from his signs all over the 2nd District of Alabama. And we know he's running to be our congressman. What kind of congressman will he be? That's easy. Jeff Coleman's a can-do kind of guy. Support President Trump across the board? Coleman can do. Fight to help our president build that wall. Strengthen the 2nd Amendment. Lower taxes? Coleman can do. Push the socialists and liberals back hard? Coleman can do. Let them whine. Jeff Coleman's a conservative businessman. Like President Trump, he moves and shakes till our conservative ways win out. Keep Alabama and America great? Coleman can do.
I'm Jeff Coleman, candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. The World Health Organization is sending a team to China to investigate the origins of the coronavirus.
The WHO's director general saying we can fight the virus better when we know everything about it. The US is among more than 120 countries that called for an inquiry. There have so far been countless rumors about how the pandemic began, but few clear indicators.
Fox's Simon Owen. Coronavirus could alter plans for the Republican National Convention next month in Florida.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell won't say whether he's planning to be in Jacksonville if the convention goes on.
We'll have to wait and see how things look in late August to determine whether or not you can safely convene.
A handful of Republican lawmakers have said they're not going to the convention.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. President Trump is postponing tomorrow's planned campaign rally in New Hampshire because of Tropical Storm Fay, which is battering the East Coast. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a heat advisory in effect today. High temperature up to about 93. The heat index will be 105 or higher with a sun and cloud mix and scattered thunderstorms mainly this afternoon and this evening for some lucky towns. Overnight low temperature tonight, 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, dangerous heat indices, 105 to 110 both days. Mid-90s on Saturday, mid to upper 90s on Sunday. Spotty random storms over the weekend. Could be a couple of stronger storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. Oh, man. Yeah, we forgot.
Oh, yes.
Weekly farm market drawing.
It's about that time.
Let's reminder, run. $25 Boston butts, $25 for two slabs of ribs, 280 Farms. Got to tell me you're a Dan Morris show listener. They're going to take great care of you. So how many?
We have 21 names in the drawing.
Man.
So let's punch that into the random number generator.
Or just punch it.
Yeah, that too.
Totally caught me off guard. I got so excited about it being Friday. I got so excited about having my drinking shoes on. I got so excited about going this week farm. I'm going to try to meet a friend down there for lunch that long time friend. This was my driving instructor when I was at Jeff Davis. Later, he became MPD. He was a teacher, obviously. Then became MPD, and then a state trooper, and then Capitol Hill Police.
Yeah, you and I were doing the same thing. We were sitting here quiet as church mice in the studio, texting and figuring out what we're doing this weekend. Forgot to set up the drawing.
I know. Somebody's going to fire us.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, let's hope
not. Or we're going to be canceled.
I think the audience would burn the station down if they did that. Oh, I'm so sorry. My computer's so slow. 21.
21 names in the drawing. We had a couple first-time callers this week, too. So a couple folks got to double up, get two entries in the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing.
Come on, computer.
I mean, this is like the best giveaway ever. I mean, it's hard now because we've got the CTE giveaway and the Mortgage Corporation of the South giveaway. But this Sweet Creek giveaway, because it's that whatever you want, $60 worth. And it's always just a treat to go down there, hang out with the baby
the
goats
chickens.
And the chickens and see the lovely folks down there at Sweet Creek. And really, people can get creative with this gift basket. I mean, you might be like Red Top and fill it up with a bunch of Gouda.
Just go to Gouda Town.
Right. Or I think Andy Tipton's Wagyu of Alabama products are still down there.
They are.
I'm not sure, it's kind of seasonal for him. But okay, so we have the number from the random number generator.
me.
RJ.
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 RJ, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up. And Joey's going to get your information so we can get it down to to Reed and Karen Ingram. So congratulations, RJ. Grab that phone and play. Can you do two things at the same time? Can you play Tom Cotton, Biden will raise taxes to pay for his economic plan?
All right, well, the Wall Street Journal asked him and his campaign, how do you plan to offset the costs of all of this? You dig into the details of the plan. You can put them up on the screen. He says he plans to raise corporate tax rate from 21 to 28%. We know that's been in the cards. They're looking at a $300 billion investment in R&D, a breakthrough technologies, $400 billion in investments to encourage American manufacturing, and then, of course, the $15 federal minimum wage. But to pay for it, raising corporate taxes and raising taxes on the wealthiest Americans, reversing the president's tax cuts on wealthy Americans, can you win over voters with this, Senator?
No, Sandra, you can't win over voters with higher taxes. And Americans know that when you increase taxes on businesses, those businesses just pass those taxes on to customers in the form of higher costs or higher fees. That's one reason why the Obama-Biden economy kept us stuck in neutral for 8 years, whereas Donald Trump helped America's workers and businesses build the strongest economy in modern times until China unleashed the coronavirus pandemic on the world. The way to get the economy going again is not to go back to the failed policies of the Obama-Biden era, but through the policies that got us that strongest economy in modern times. That is smart regulations, lower taxes for families and for businesses, and trusting the American people in their families, in their businesses, in their communities to know how to spend their money better than the federal government does.
I make a prediction that if Biden wins, that it will be the largest sale of stock and claiming the profits of businesses in a long, long time in 2020 because they're not going to want to pay the higher tax in 2021. Let's go to the phones and go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thanks for taking my call.
How are you?
I just got a quick question. I was a little too late to get on the Sweet Creek, but I want to know, is Gary Coleman and Barry Moore, are they running against each other?
They are.
Which one do you like? I've got stuff in the mail, and I wish I'd lean according to that, but you can't really trust a lot of what you see on what they send out.
Here's kind of my take of it is that I met Jeff Coleman. I invited him to be on the show, and he said he would come and never did anything. He is using the Terry Everett method of getting elected, and that is spend all your personal money, get in there and overpower everybody. And if the COVID-19 had not happened, he would be the nominee right now. But the delay of the election threw him off, and when it happened, threw him off. And Barry Moore has got some really good conservative people backing him, such as Club for Growth. And
they have a conservative freedom caucus, according to something I got today.
Exactly.
That's true, yeah.
And that is true. I've known Barry for a lot of years, and you're getting someone who has some legislative experience versus is just kind of touting the Trump doctrine or touting Trump. And, you know, if you're there, you're going to be there beyond when Trump's there is the goal. And
yeah, you want somebody who actually believes in what they're talking about.
Exactly. They have, and just like when Sessions was here, that you have, so you have someone who has principles and understanding of what they believe in, not just touting what the president is saying. I'm with the president. Well, you can be with the president, but the president won't be there potentially in January or 4 years from January. So you need to think a little further down the line than that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have Barry on the show on Monday, so listen in and see what he says.
I will try real hard to listen in because I would like to hear what he has to say. I sure appreciate your giving me your take.
My pleasure, Steve. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Call back on the Sweet Creek Farm Market thing. Get in the drawing for next week. RJ, congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you thrilled or what?
I am. I love that place. Everything I've gotten, I've loved it there.
What has been your favorite thing?
Well, I do like the peach cobbler with
Ooh.
The ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I have enjoyed everything I've gotten, and I like their the little canned preserves and jellies. They have some flavors there, you know, I haven't seen in the store, so I enjoy getting those, too.
Yeah, they had a mint jelly that... I'm more of a custom of it being green and a little sharper, but it's kind of a gold color. But it has this sweet taste with a pop to it that you would normally put on sour cream or cream cheese on crackers. And it was delicious. I had a guest that brought it over.
Sounds good.
It really is. Okay.
Thank you so much. And I can't wait to go get it.
RJ, the only thing I ask you to do is, after you go, call in the show next week and tell us what you did, what you got, and how was it.
I certainly will.
Okay, my dear. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank them for even offering this to their customers.
It is a heck of a deal, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
RJ, I just sent Reed your information, so you should be able to go down as early as today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take care. Bye. Always nice to do things. Always fun to do nice things for people. And that, as my competitor station told me, that is the best giveaway in Central Alabama. And the other thing is, here's the best compliment that Reed Ingram gives this show, and it shows the power of this show. He does not advertise any place else. This is the only place he advertises. And it has gotten so much now, when I go down there, I will inevitably bump into two or three listeners that are there, particularly if I take time and I'll be in the dining room and not just run in and run out. But they're great folks. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle, how have you been?
Oh, pretty good, I guess.
Where have you been?
The cast comes off the 17th of July, so broke my leg and have had to have it up, so I'm almost done with my dragging my ankle around.
So how many pins did they have to put in your leg?
He was real, real fortunate. He said I was real, real fortunate. He said he didn't have to put any pins in it. He said he had good news and bad news. He's not going to have to operate, but I'm going to have to wear this cast for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But on the bright side, the cast is made out of the same stuff they make Corvettes out of. Woo-hoo!
So you're racing around.
Yeah. That's about my only racing I'll be doing.
So I've got to hear the story. How did you break it?
Oh, it was a beautiful acrobatic thing in the parking lot of a particular big box store. I hit some slick paint, and I'm sure the guy that was looking at the replay on the security cameras was holding up tens, you know. I'm sure there were tens. Because while I didn't see it, it sure felt acrobatic.
I'm glad you're doing better. I'm sorry for the fault.
Thank you so much. Hey, let me tell you, the way I look at this Barry Moore and Jeff Coleman thing.
Please.
Okay. Jeff Coleman screwed the government out of $3 million by, you know, the whole, oh, we're moving veterans, but we're doing the weight thing. You heard about that scandal.
I did.
Okay. And Barry Moore was a veteran. So are you for veterans or are you not for veterans? That's the way I see it.
That's an interesting approach to it, because for the 2nd Congressional District, military veterans and retired military are a big deal, a very big deal.
Absolutely.
You being one of them.
But thank you. The fact that you would try to pull over a scam on service members or on the backs of service members, that just rubs me all kinds of the wrong way. And from what I understand, you know, Barry's got a little bit of legislative experience. He's got an agricultural degree, which is conducive to the 2nd District as well. I got to go with Barry on this one.
Do you think Barry will win?
I sure hope he does. Tiffany's making Jeff look good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a Trump Republican. I don't know what that means. You know, I'm gonna help President Trump build that wall. Well, President Trump don't need help building that wall. He's building the wall right now, baby. So, I mean, you know, my feelings are, even though Coleman is still doing government contract work, there was a $3 million settlement, and he did all that on the backs of veterans, and that's just wrong. It rubbed me the wrong way.
I hear you. Well, I appreciate you weighing in on that.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Kyle weighing in. KK, we call. Oh, I forgot to tell him the story. Mm. Kyle, I hope you're listening. Kyle, when Herman Cain was here, Kyle did the amplifiers and the microphones and the music.
Yeah.
So Herman Cain's person, kind of, that was his advance guy, got back in contact with me. He's working on another campaign and wanted my advice on something. And so we're talking on the phone, and he said, I will never forget when you introduced Herman Cain and they played the Hurricane song, and that sound was so big and so rich. And Kyle Kessler is the guy that did that. Kyle nailed that song. It was really good. But that guy remembered it to this very day, and he's helping another candidate out.
And that wasn't quite the event. It was right at the peak of Herman Cain and that campaign.
It was the day that the potential scandal first came out. It came out that morning, then he was with me that night, and then the next day is when all you-know-what hit the fan.
Yep.
Okay, let's go. But Herman Cain was a great guy. He had been very good to the show. Came in studio several times. Did several events with us. Going to be back. Got to take a break. Last segment coming up.
We'll be right back.
story News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Well, Biden's going to have to raise your taxes. $15 an hour minimum wage. In case a lot of jobs go by with that one. But since Tom Cotton's kind of on a roll here, let's get into the bounty story, or his take on the bounty story, which, by the way, has turned out to be a big fat nothing burger. Listen in.
Now I want to ask you about the former Secretary of State, Colin Powell. He is now weighing in on the Russia bounty story. He reacted by saying this. Watch.
Our military commanders on the ground did not think that it was as serious a problem as the newspapers were reporting and television was reporting. Remember, it's not the intelligence community that's going to go fight these guys. It's the guys on the ground. It got almost hysterical in the first few days.
So let us know where you stand on this, because Senator Cotton, we've been talking to you throughout that story as it was breaking, as it developed. And now we're at this place where you have Colin Powell saying that, and Mark Esper is asked about it, the defense secretary. He said he never received a briefing about Russia with the word bounty involved. And in fact, he's now telling Congress that he's launched an investigation into these leaks across the Pentagon in response to what he said were bad disclosures. So where are we in all of this, Senator?
As General Powell said, there was a hysterical overreaction by the media and the Democratic Party in Washington. Our senior commander on the ground in the Middle East says he doesn't think these reports were corroborated, and he's not aware of any deaths that are attributable to these reports. That's one reason why Secretary Esper is correct, that we need to get to the bottom of of who selectively leaked intelligence. In this case and in so many other cases, it ought not be happening, and it's against the law. Now, all that said, Russia, of course, is our adversary. This is exactly the kind of thing that Russia probably would do. They have been providing support to the Taliban, the Khani Network, and other ways going back as far as 2013 in the Obama era. That's one reason why President Trump has been so much tougher on Russia than Joe Biden and Barack Obama ever was. Remember, Russia invaded Ukraine on Barack Obama's watch. They stood by and they let it happen, and then they sent blankets. Donald Trump sent anti-tank missiles. Donald Trump has repeatedly torn up obsolete treaties that were unfair to America with Russia. Joe Biden and Barack Obama signed one of the worst modern arms control treaties in 2011. If Joe Biden's elected, one of the very first things he'll do in January is extend that treaty for another 5 years, leaving us at risk of being outgunned by Russia and China. There's no question when it comes to our Russia policies, Donald Trump has been much tougher than Barack Obama and Joe Biden ever were.
There.
Now, knowing that Mark Esper said that this investigation is happening and they're looking into these leaks across the Pentagon, any idea what that might turn up?
Well, I hope it turns up who selectively leaked intelligence, whether it's in the Pentagon or elsewhere in the government. No one in the federal government with access to classified information has a right to leak it to the media or to anyone else without authorized access. It ought never to happen, and it ought to be investigated when it does happen.
Let me tell you, it was just a ploy to hurt Trump. And it's typical New York Times.
Yep.
It's a story that ended up to be a big nothing burger. The mayor of Atlanta, Bottoms, considered a VP choice. She did an interview with CBS This Morning. I wish we could play the entire thing. Try to get in. We'll get in one segment of it. But I want you to listen to how she answers these questions. And notice a Democrat always blames someone else.
Tough times in Georgia, too, where hospitals there are quickly nearing capacity. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms just issued an executive order requiring face masks in public spaces. Earlier this week, she revealed that she tested positive for COVID-19, but she also says she has no symptoms. She joins us from her home in Atlanta, where she is quarantining. Good morning to you, Mayor Bottoms. It's very good to see you this morning. We should say this. When you announced your diagnosis, it got a lot of attention. Good morning. Got a lot of attention first because, of course, you're the mayor. Second, you had no symptoms. And you said that you and your family had been so vigilant and so diligent about following the rules. It affected your husband, one of your children. Your other two were getting tested. How did that turn out for them?
Well, actually, the other three were tested, and thankfully, they are all negative, Gail, but like so many people across America, we had an asymptomatic child in our house, and we didn't know it. And had we received our earlier test results back sooner, test results that I only took because I had attended a funeral and just decided to get the entire family tested, had we received those sooner, we would have known that we had an asymptomatic child in the house. But by the time we were tested again, then three of us had tested positive. And that's the story that's happening across this country. And it's the reason we can't get to the other side of this crisis.
What? So she got them tested. But the reason we can't get to the other side of the crisis is because we couldn't get them tested. What are you talking about? Let's try to fit in this last one. Then we can do it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, it's been reported, Mayor, that you had delays in getting your results, which is scary to me because you're the mayor. You would think if anybody would get, I don't want to say special treatment, but if anybody could get their results back quickly, it would have been you. What does that say about testing in your state?
That our testing system is failing. It took me 8 days to get our test results back. Wow. And again, at that point, one person in the house was positive. And this is the reason this virus is continuing to spread. This is the reason that people are inadvertently putting people in harm's way. And it is extremely frustrating. It's disappointing. There are so many countries across the globe who somehow been able to perfect testing and contact tracing. And yet again, we are still failing in this country and specifically in the state of Georgia.
It's somebody else's fault, Joey.
Yeah.
Somebody else's fault. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
It was your fault.